Welcome to Holistic Talk. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry, and welcome on today. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health conditions. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. If you would like us to discuss any topic pertaining to alternative medicine, alternative methods, other alternative modalities, herbs, and essential oils, email me at CoachSharita@Outlook.com. That's CoachSharita@Outlook.com. Hey everyone, welcome to today's podcast. Hey, you know something? Just going to talk to you just for a tad bit pertaining to herbs. Did you know there are so many different herbs out here that can help aid in certain things pertaining to your body? Now, and there are certain herbs that can work alongside conventional medication as well. And not to mention, there are a lot of herbs that are used in some of the medications and different creams and things that we use from day to day. There are certain herbs that are used in making beer, that are certain herbs that are used in making toothpaste, that are certain herbs and things in making different foods that we eat, and different medicines that people take from day to day. But let's step away from that right now, because we're talking about herbs, which is plants, flowers, roots, trees, a bark of a tree, different things and like that, that can help aid and help assist in different things that are going on with our body. For example, a friend of mine had an issue, and she said she went to the doctor, and basically the doctor did all they could do. So she asked me, she said, is anything that I can do to help assist or help aid in this particular situation? I said, sure. And then I asked her, do you have some tea tree oil? And we're talking about essential oils right now. So she said, yeah, I have some tea tree oil. I said, okay, get a bowl of hot water or warm water and take about 4 or 3 drops of tea tree oil, depending on how big the bowl is. I said, if it's a big bowl, use 10 drops. And I said, mix it up with the spoon. And I told her, get a white washcloth instead of a colored washcloth. And she said, why? And I said, because if you use a colored washcloth, you're doing nothing but putting the dye on you. So she got the white washcloth, and I said, fold it up, let it soak for a little bit. And I said, then take it and apply it to the spot. She could not believe her eyes. She was like, I wasn't going to call you back because I was just sitting there in disbelief. And I said, why? What happened? And she said, oh my gosh, it went down. And she said, I don't know what's in tea tree oil. And I began to explain to her. I said, tea tree oil is a natural antiseptic. Tea tree oil has antibacterial properties and antifungal properties. Now, I told her, like, a lot of times you can add tea tree oil when you soak in your feet. I've done it one time before when you have, like, calluses or dry skin on your feet, or just for purposes of massaging your, you know, getting your feet soaked. And I said, you add a few drops of tea tree oil to your foot soak, a few drops of turmeric oil or turmeric powder to your foot soak, and let your foot soak, and it does wonders. But when it comes to herbs, you might say, herbs, what is herbs? Well, herbs is nothing but just flowers, different types of plants that you can find every day outside of your backyard, on your front porch, when you're walking in a park. There are different plants. There are different plants and flower buds that pop up on the side of the road that are edible or medicinal. all different things. But I want to encourage everyone that's listening to this podcast on this morning to download a plant identifier on your cell phone. That's right. Either your cell phone or your tablet. Get yourself a plant identifier app. And the next time that you go to the park and you see a particular plant or particular flower that you never saw before, pull up that plant identifier app. Take a picture of it and download it to the plant identify app. And you know what that plant identify app will do? It will identify that particular flower. It will identify that particular plant, and it will tell you all about the plant. It will even tell you if the plant is poisonous to humans or animals, because there are a lot of plants that are poisonous to us, and there are a lot of plants that are not poisonous to us, but they're poisonous to animals. For example, when I was in Tennessee, had this particular flower grew up from the ground. Never ever saw it before. It was in the summertime. I want to say it was summertime, going into summertime, but kind of like spring. I never saw this particular flower before, but my daughter said she saw it grow one time. And I said, I never seen it out there. All the time I've been going out to my car, different things like that, and never seen it. But the first time that I saw it, and I was like, oh, that's a strange little flower. So I took a picture of it with the plant identifier, and it pulled up, and hey, lo and behold, it gave me the scientific name of the plant. It let me know what region of the plant normally grows in, and it also told me that the plant was poisonous to animals. Poisonous to animals. And I was like, wow. So I had to tell her, keep the dog away from the plant because it is poisonous to dogs if they lick it or snip it. But it's not poisonous to humans. And I said, well, this is what you do. Take a plastic bag and pull it up. I told her to get some gloves and pull it up from the root so the plant won't grow there no more. And particularly when she did that, the next following summer, the next following spring, we didn't see it grow up no more because it was a poisonous plant. Don't want to poison a dog. So that's one of the things that you can do to help you understand different flowers and different plants that grow all around town, is to get a plant identifier app. And not only that, if you want to get more specific and you want to look things up, you can go to the library and check out a plant identifier book. Or better yet, buy a plant identification book. There are tons and tons of books out there that you can buy to help you identify different plants and different flowers that grow in the wild. And it will give scientific name. It will let you know the different regions that some plants and flowers grow in and how they came about to be here in America. Lots and lots of things. So some plants and some herbs that we have here in America, eventually, naturally, originally, they grew in the Midwest. They probably grew in Europe, Asia, and some kind of way they made their way to the United States. Isn't it something? But if you get a plant identifier and a plant identifier book, it'll tell you all the specifications to plants. And you know, one of the main plants or herbs, let's call it a herb because it is a herb, that everybody has a problem with during the summertime, dandelions. Yes, dandelions. People say they are a pest, they are a nuisance, but actually dandelions is a herb. Actually, you know, people call it a weed, but it is a herb. And it's part of the plantain family or kingdom. So it is a pest, but hey, dandelion is good for you. Yes, dandelion. It helps support and aid in stress on the liver, helps support and aid in ability to produce bile. It also helps and aid in is a good source of vitamin C, and also helps it aid in helpful vitamins for the immune system. Every part of the dandelion is edible for adults. Every part of a dandelion. So before a dandelion grows, you'll see the leaves edible. You can use them in salad. The little flowers edible. From the flowers to the roots of the dandelion, it's possible to eat the entire dandelion, as none of it is poisonous to humans. Now, to animals, yes, poisonous. But to us, no. So the next time that you see those pesky dandelions in your backyard, hey, call me, Coach Rita, and I'll let you in on a little secret of how to make dandelion tea, dandelion salad, and how to make your own dried dandelions. It's something, isn't it? When everybody thinks dandelions is a pest, when actuality in your own backyard, in your own front yard, you had a herb that is useful and that is edible. Isn't it something? Wonderful. But there are all types of herbs out there. And even herbs that you use in cooking, from bay leaves to thyme to turmeric, from sage, pepper, all herbs that you used in your cooking that are helpful for our body. Did you know that? They help aid in and help assist in a lot of things pertaining to our body. I can't stress it again. You might say, okay, you already said that, but I'm going to keep saying it and keep saying it. Now, when it comes to conventional medicine, a lot of herbs can work alongside conventional medicine. Did you know doctors today are going back to school to learn about alternative medicine in herbs and different things? Yes. Some doctors are getting knowledgeable and educating themselves on the use of herbs and essential oils that can work alongside conventional medication. Some doctors have knowledge of it and some doctors don't. This is why we always give a disclaimer, because I'm not a licensed doctor. I'm not a licensed nurse. This is why I tell people, always check with your doctor first before you try any herb outside of what you use in your cabinet or you use in your cooking. Check with your doctor first. That's right. Check with your nutritionist, a herbalist, because they can give you the best answers. Now, there are so many different herbs that can be used for so many different things. I remember one time my daughter had hurt her ankle a little bit. It wasn't sprung, but it was just hurting. So I took a certain herb, I wet it, chopped it up real good, at like a paste, put it in a cloth, and I told her, wrap this around your ankle. And I said it should help, and it helped. So different things that you can do. That's why I say it's best to get your plant identifier app and a plant identifier book. Always keep it on hand. Keep it in your car, or just keep it on hand. The next time, those of y'all that go camping, take it with you camping. And when you're hiking, pull it out. Pull your plant identifier out so that it can help you to understand what plants are in the wild, what are edible, what are not edible. Even those down to those little bitty red little little things that grow on a tree that we always see. We've been growing up and say, oh, they for the birds. Them little things for the birds. And your mom would say, don't eat them. They for the birds. They poisonous. Yeah, some of them are poisonous. And a lot of them are not. Some of them, you know, you can find out in a wild that are edible, that are good for the humans to eat. And then there are those that are poisonous to humans that are not for, that are good for the animals to eat. This is why it's so important that you get you a plant identifier app. So important. I have one on both my cell phones, and I will be putting one on my tablet today. So when I'm out and about, if I can't put my phone out, I can pull my tablet out and always take notes. I remember when I was in school and we had to draw different plants, and I had to draw different plants and identify them from the root to the leaves and different things like that. So sometimes you can take your little sketchbook out and about. You may not be the best drawer or, you know, but you can draw a little bit. Draw the type of plant, name it, tell it what it is, pull your plant identifier out, and just go over the different parts of the plant. Now, there are some herbs that we get from trees, but we get it from the different parts of a tree. Now, some herbs come from the bark of the tree, like licorice root comes from the root of the tree, like the bark. There are some herbs that you get from the leaves. There's some herbs that you get from the flowers. Some come from the fruit from a plant or a tree. So there are different parts of a plant or a tree that we get herbs from. So not all herbs come from, the tree itself. It comes from different parts of a tree. Yes, different parts. Comfrey root comes from the root of a comfrey root tree. Some herbs are nothing more than the roots of the particular herb. Some herbs are the plants itself, the leaves, and some are the flower buds just before they bloom fully. And some you have to wait until they bloom fully to get the herb itself. And some is just the plain bark of a tree. Yes, you'll notice once you get into holistic holistic herbs, you'll find fascinating things about herbs. You're like, wow, this come from a bark of a tree. Really? They got this particular herb from a bark of a tree. Yes, like slippery elm bark comes from a bark of a tree. Yes, it is so amazing. So amazing. The things you can learn about herbs and how it helps us. So amazing. Like I said, slippery elm bark comes from the bark of a tree. You would never know. You would never, ever, ever, never know where slippery elm bark comes from. I remember using slippery elm bark when I had COVID-19. Yep, I sure did. Made me a slippery elm bark tea, and I drank it. So, slippery elm bark is known for its dark brown to reddish brown bark and can reach a height of 60 to 80 feet. Native Americans would peel its slimy red inner bark from twigs and branches and use it as a remedy for many common ailments like fevers, wounds, and sore throats. So, yeah, it comes from a tree. A bark of a tree. You just peel away the bark and that's a little slimy thing from it. Yeah, slippery elm bark, it stands up to its name. When I say that name fits slippery elm bark, it does. Because when you put it in and you're making a tea and then you strain out all the bark and different things like that, it's slippery. It looks slippery. Some people would say slimy, but hey, to each his own. To each his own. But I love slippery elm bark. So I just wanted to just come on just a little bit and encourage everyone to get a plant identifier app on your phone. You can get one for your iPhone, your Android. You can also download it to your app. Go to the library and check out some plant identifier books and just read through it, the different plants and different herbs. You can also purchase a plant identification book as well. Now, there's a lot of books out there on different plants and different herbs. It's just in case you may want to learn about a particular herb or particular plant. Go look it up in the library and see if they have a book on that particular plant or that particular flower. Buy that book. You can purchase a book. So if you want to learn about roses and everything there is to know about roses, look it up in the library. See if they have a book about roses, or buy a book on roses and the different roses, you know, because roses come in different colors. And yes, they are edible. People make rose tea. You can make rose water. So many different things you could do with roses. So you may be fascinated about roses. And you know, ladies, some ladies love roses. You may want to learn about tulips and everything there is to know about tulips. There are books on tulips. There are books on, there are different, lots of information. Or if you don't want to spend time at the library, you can always go on your cell phone and do your, you know, or your computer. They have digital books we can check out from the library. If you don't want to go to the library, you can check out a digital book through your computer if you have a library card. There are so many different things that you can do when it comes to looking up different plants and different herbs. Or if you want to learn about essential oils, you can easily go to your, if you don't want to go to the library, you can jump on your computer and type in essential oils. And so many information will come out about essential oils, where they come from, how they are processed. Are they distilled? If this essential oil distilled or steamed? And essential oils is nothing more than the essence of a plant. That's it. Nothing more than the essence of a plant. The plant essence, pure essence of a plant. So this, just wanted to come on and encourage you all on today that want to know about herbs and essential oils, and wanted to encourage you, yes, get that plant identification app on your phone. Download it. Use it. Use it so that you can understand herbs and essential oils, plants, flowers, roots of a tree, bark of a tree, all that good stuff. I'm your host, Sharita, of Holistic Talk. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illness, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Thank you for tuning in today's podcast. I'm your host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. Don't forget to get that plant identification app and to check out a plant identification book at your local library.